put your piece of paper on the end of it, make it fit tight. Call that a stopper. And then we used to, years ago, before we started to make these fridges, we used to pump our water, you know, and dig a hole in the ground, and put our water, in the ground, and cover it up, you see, and that ice would make that water cool for you to drink. That's where we got our ice water then. Them days, we didn't have no ice then.
Yeah.
So we put our water in the ground, and see, it stayed cool too, sure would.
Huh.
That was the old way then, you know. But, you know, the thing have improved so much now. Everything's different. Everything convenient. Everything's more handy.
What would you use to carry things around in? Something maybe made out of... You ever see them made out of... Something make them out of wood.
Well, nah.
Lashed together. Clothes.
Well, let's see. You can call that a hamper, I guess. It's what you take a basket.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got clothes baskets that you put your clothes in. You see, and carry them around. And some of them call them hampers, clothes hampers.
Yeah.
Well, they got different names, you know. Or either call it a clothes basket.
Yeah.
Would
your wife ever have something in that she might grow out in the garden and she get them and bring them in and put them in something to pretty them up a little bit, pretty up the house?
Well,
what might your wife grow out in the garden? Just pretty little things.
Well, sometimes you can grow flowers in your garden.
I see. And then if she wanted to put some in the house, what would she do?
Well, she would pull them off, you see, pick off the little branches, you know, and bring them in the house and put some water. Sometimes you can, you know, get you a bottle, kind of a small bottle, like, and drink down that bottle neck, you see, and put water in there, you see, and that keep them alive, you know, for so many days, you see.
Yeah, and
put them down in the bottle, see, you can have a whiskey bottle, or any kind of bottle, or a quart bottle, you see. See, you break them off, you see, and put the ends together, you see, and juke them down that bottle neck, you see, on some water.
Juke them down?
And juke them down in the bottle. And see, that water will keep them alive, you know, for so many days. Of course, it don't last long, because, see, they're twinking, you know, and die. But maybe they'll be alive sometimes 4 or 5 days. So that's right, though.
After they died, you say the flowers had all
withered away.
All.
They call it withered. Anything died, it is withered away, you see.
We're talking about a shrink, and you say they had all.
Well, that's right. That's anything. Well, you can call it a shrink, too.
Shrinked they had all.
Shrinked away, you see.
Shrinked away. And what'd you call the thing you put them in?
Put the
flowers.
Flower bean.
Oh,
well, you call that you call it a container. That's right. You can call it a vase, too, if you want to. A vase. That's something similar to a glass, you see.
Yeah.
A vase.
What you used to eat with?
Forks. You see, or either a spoon.
Yeah, or...
You used to have a wooden spoon years ago.
What'd you cut meat with?
A knife. You can call it a kitchen knife, or perhaps a...
You had all sorts of...
A butcher knife, all kind of knives, you see.
Yeah.
Called a butter knife.
When you put your food on it, your wife might have some sort of plates or dishes she'd call her best.
You mean what she's throwing with?
Yeah, well, the stuff she caught, all her best